Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Expenditures. Yes, expenses. Another word for expenses when we talk about business. An expenditure is a payment with cash or credit to purchase goods or services. Expenditures. I have to sigh when I say that word because as an entrepreneur, there's a lot of times, there's that period of time, especially startup phase, where a lot of money, that initial investment, is going out. The one thing that even I had to check myself on is tracking those so that when you start initially making money, you've got to deduct what you've spent before you can start looking at actual income and revenue. For myself, there were certain costs associated with writing a children's book and the artwork. I paid artists to create the artwork that I wanted. And I had a lot of creative input. So we had long sessions that I paid for in order for me to make sure that I was explaining what I wanted. When they would give me an example of the art, I would approve it or I'd tell them what I wanted to tweet. This was time and money that went into creating these particular characters. And then from there, it's then putting them in the book. From there, it's then publishing the book and creating copies of the book. From there, it was finding expos and events to attend, and oftentimes as a vendor, you then had to buy a table in order to dress my table and make it attractive. There were expenditures there. We had t-shirts so that we would be dressed alike. There's expenses there. There was the travel cost to get to these events. I had to weigh between events that were local in Atlanta versus the ones that I traveled outside Atlanta. Expenses everywhere you looked, expenses. And so literally I had in my mind when I sold a book, I first saw back pay of what it cost to make. And then I thought about that event and those expenditures. And I had to clearly know in my mind, have a visual of how many books did I even have to sell to break even for being at that event. And I left several events where, although all I did was break even, that was a success. I wanted the event to pay for itself. That was my first milestone. Because there'll be some events where you go and you don't even pay for the table after you, again, deduct the, what we sometimes refer to as the sunk cost, the cost that you did just to build your product. And now being in front of people, having that table there, you're now just trying to pay off that cost. Then you start to, after you've done hit your break-even point, you start then thinking about the sales thereafter are money that we can now call income, revenue. And so you can be at an event, and I promise you, have a pocket full of money, be exhausted from the number of sales you've rung up. But when all is said and done, you might have some lunch money at most. And don't think of those as failures. Hear me when I say this. Don't think of those as failures, especially if it's putting your brand and your product out in a community. One of the events that I consider a big success and a great investment is a conference of people that come to Atlanta from all 50 states. And when I have buyers from those 50 states, and I'm always noting, you know, where are you traveling from? In my mind, as they're buying products, I know that they're taking my product across the United States for me. That's very expensive for me to reach new markets in other states. But when I have someone word of mouth, and that's why it's so important for me to give excellent customer service, to really make an impression on them. And even if I have to give them a price break, whatever I have to do to make sure to leave the best impression, because they are my ambassadors and they're taking my product. And so after a good conference, I then watch my online sales and the pings that I get and where they're coming from, and know that my ambassadors are out there working for me. This is a great system and something that a lot of people don't key in on. Otherwise, you're going to stay local. If you only vend to groups that are people from the local area. And Atlanta is a prime example. Have great customers here in Atlanta. But Atlanta has a lot of competition. There are a lot of Black authors, children book authors here in Atlanta alone. But I've got 49 other states that I want to reach out to. And even if I can take them out of the state, had a group from Canada come and buy products. This is, for me, the long game. And that's something to remember, to keep in mind, to put in your back pocket. You're in this for the long game. Be strategic. This is strategic thinking, thinking strategically as from a business perspective. So keeping in line with our word is expenditures. Be prudent about those expenditures, because you might be paying those off for a long time. And the more expenditures you have, the longer it's going to take you to get to revenue. Don't let yourself get caught up that just because you're making sales, you are actually making profit, that you're actually making revenue. You're first paying off those expenditures. Pay them off quickly and find ways always how to reduce them. I, to my dismay, have had to remove things from my product line because the cost of making them never gave me a true return on investment. I never got to the break-even point when I sold them. In some cases, and some of us, be careful, because I've done it myself. You're in love with something that you've created, and you're actually, it's costing you money. And every day that a product sits around in your house, isn't being sold, not only is it the cost of building it, but it's just the cost of it not making you money. You've got to move that product off your shelf as quickly as possible. Turn it over quickly because you want to repay those expenditures. Because those expenditures, if they've been done on a loan or a credit card, you're racking up interest rate. So that product is continuing to cost you. So think very strategic and about moving your product in the pricing of your product. Sometimes people want to put a high price tag and let it sit on the shelf. That interest rate is accumulating. Okay? A lot of things to think about. Be aware. Have your spreadsheets. Your spreadsheets, having the numbers, have it written down, seeing it. It'll bring a whole different awareness. This is when you're now in business. This is not a hobby. And you need to know your numbers. Okay? Something to think about. I know it's not going to make some of you happy, but it is, it's the truth, and it's necessary. Do it sooner versus later. All right. Take that away. Love to hear back from you. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman, and this is Entrepreneurship A to Z. Bye for now.